From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. About half the states have laws that support nursing moms at work. Florida is not one of those states. WLRN's Nadej Green tells us that teachers for the Miami-Dade County School District, the fourth largest district in the country, are fighting for that right.
80% of Miami-Dade teachers are women. When Monica Howell gave birth to her daughter Celeste earlier this year, Howell wanted to breastfeed for as long as possible.
When I was pregnant, I remember driving in my car and just thinking, this is why I'm here, you know? I'm here for this tiny being that's growing inside of me.
On her first day back in the classroom after maternity leave, Howell carried a new set of supplies, an electronic breast pump, ice packs, and storage containers for her milk.
I scheduled a meeting with my assistant principal on my first day back in the morning before school, and I told her that I would need her help with being accommodated to be able to pump.
Howell was sure she was protected under a federal law called Break Time for Nursing Mothers.
Her reply to me was that absolutely not. She says, we cannot accommodate breastfeeding mothers. And to have this meeting and hear that I was not going to be allowed to pump, I honestly panicked and I cried. And I was so embarrassed because I didn't want to cry in front of my boss.
The federal protections only apply to hourly workers, leaving an estimated 12 million salaried employees unprotected, including teachers. Gloria Arasosa works in the Office of Labor Relations for the Miami-Dade School District.
Fair Labor Standards Act exempts teachers. Therefore, they're not actually covered in the school board policy. All other employees in the school system are covered.
It's sad. It's sad that a predominantly woman workforce would not allow women to do this, or would only encourage certain women to do this.
Carla Hernandez-Matz is the teacher's union treasurer and a breastfeeding mom.
This ice pack will be cold for at least 15 hours. I have this nice little cooler here, and of course I always have my handy-dandy pump with me.
The union is pushing for a school board policy that will allow lactating teachers to pump their breast milk at work. School officials say while there is no written policy, individual schools typically allow teachers to pump on the job.
It's worked out better almost for everyone to be able to work it out school by school.
Again, Arasosa from the school district.
It's a very personal thing as well for the teacher and the employers and employees. So let them, you know, within their little families, and they work it out.
But teachers argue they are at the whim of administrators who may not always support them. Other school districts around Florida have set internal policies to cover school teachers who pump at work. Marianne Capocielo is the president for the Polk County Teachers Union.
We never really had this inconsistency where one category of employees was allowed to pump milk and the other was not.
In Miami-Dade, Monica Howell says when she asked her colleagues for advice on pumping at work, many simply told her to sneak around to get it done.
They said when it was their time, they just asked the security guard to watch their kids, and they would find a bathroom and they would get it done, and the administrators never even knew what they were doing.
Howell said eventually she was able to work it out with her principal, but her experience has turned her into a lactivist, as she says, for moms in the school system.
I never planned for this, but I've become this activist now because of her. I understand that mentality now of, as a mother, fighting for your child and fighting for what's best for your child.
Howell says she and the Miami-Dade Teachers Union, along with other breastfeeding coalitions, locally and nationally, are working to get the federal law changed. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
And remember, you can now listen to stories like this on WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.